It sounds like we've just walked into Frankenstein's lab, complete with a huge coil apparatus generating flashes of lightning from ceiling to floor. I'm Casey Morabito. Welcome to Voices of Innovation. The Tesla coil is the brainchild of Serbian inventor Nikola Tesla. It takes ordinary household current and steps it up to extremely high frequencies. Mark Resortarski is a medical physicist from Ohio who attends the Teslathon held in honor of the inventor every year in Rochester, New York.
It's exactly the same thing you see with lightning, but on a little smaller scale. It's ionizing the air. It's stripping off electrons, and it's doing it so energetically that when the electrons jump back down, you get light, you get heat, you get sound, because the gases are expanding so rapidly.
Tesla's goal was to somehow take advantage of the light generated by the excited electrons. While he never found a mechanism for doing this, the coil remains a favorite of electrical hobbyists. It works something like a dam, storing and then releasing waves of water. An electrical charge is stored up in a capacitor. When the capacitor is full, a device called a rotary spark gap releases the stored current to an inductor. There, it gets amplified and then breaks out of the top of the coil to produce spectacular electrical discharges into the air.
The rotary spark gap is really a switch to allow you to charge up the circuit and then allow it to discharge quickly. You basically charge up the capacitor and then you close those contacts, and that basically lets the energy into the air.
The Tesla coil generates extremely high voltages, which is cause for some safety concerns. Nevertheless, the novelty and potential of the Tesla coil continue to attract hobbyists and professionals.
It certainly has applications for lightning testing. We generate artificial lightning with these devices, and this gives us a way to control when it occurs in a very precise fashion.
Voices of Innovation is presented by the American Association of Engineering Societies.